朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
记得很清楚，我跟我父亲讲。
And I remember very vividly when I said to my father.
我说爸爸
，Father，
我说除非你要奉献十分之一，要不然神不会祝福你。
That unless you're willing to tithe, God will not bless you.
他说没问题
，No problem.
我真的没问题，很快这个地方就卖掉了。
And very quickly, that property was sold.
我记得卖了将近10,000,000 台币。
And it was sold for close to 1 million.
10 million.
$10 million.
Well, anyway, 1,000,000. Okay, ten million. 然后呢，我就说，哎 ，Where is your promise? 十一奉献。
And so I turned to him and asked him where his promise was.
没问题。
No problem.
他马上就开了100,000台币的支票。
And very quickly he wrote out a check for NT$1,000,000.
然后他就给我。
He gave it to me.
他说：“这是奉献给神的仆人李秀全。”
This is given to God's servant Morley Lee.
我很少手上拿那么重的一张支票。
Very seldom have I carried such a weighty check in my hand.
我很少看到100万是要给 Morley Lee 的。
And very seldom do I see a check made out for $1,000,000 for Morley Lee.
马上我的心就变成战场。
And immediately my heart became a battlefield.
对啊，我是神的仆人。
Of course, I am the servant of God.
他奉献给神，然后交给神的仆人，合情、合理、合法。
It seems very reasonable and lawful that he would give this check to God through the servant of God.
但是我不能不记得，我也是他的儿子。
And yet I could not but remember also that I was his son.
所以趁我灵性很好的时候
，and so while my spiritual temperature was up，
所以我就跟我爸爸讲
，I said to my father，
我不能要
，I cannot take this。
他为什么不能要
？I said why？
你是神的仆人不是吗
？Aren't you the servant of God？
我说我也是你的儿子
，but I said I'm also your son。
我说你这个奉献动机不纯
，I said that your motivation was not pure。
我说你是给神的仆人，但是你这个神的仆人是你儿子，所以你根本是给你儿子的，不是给神的仆人。
Although your son is a servant of God, yet you're giving it to your son, so in a sense, you're not really giving it to God.
我爸爸说，那怎么办
？Then my father said, "Well, what do we do then?"
这一百万怎么办
？What do we do with this $1,000,000?
我说很简单，我可以马上开一个单子，台湾有10个团体可以要你把这个钱奉献给他。
And I said I can very quickly write out another check. There's at least 10 organizations in Taiwan that would willingly receive this offering.
我记得很清楚。
I remember vividly.
我爸爸说这个嘛。
But this.
你不要忘记，一百万不是小数目。
Don't forget, this million is not a small figure.
那个时候，$140块台币可以换25,000块美金。
At that time, 40 to 1, it could probably be exchanged to around $20,000.
你到美国就可以用这个来当 payment 去买一个房子。
And you could use this money to go to America for a house down payment.
难道我心里不要吗
did my heart not want this?
我很坦白说，我真是要啊，要啊。
I wanted it.
我需要这个钱，但是心里另外一个声音告诉我说不可以要。
But yet a voice in my heart said you cannot take it.
那我爸爸说那就另当别论。
Then my father said, well, then this is another matter.
他说10块钱奉献1块钱可以。
$10 to give one is acceptable.
我有100块钱奉献10块钱。可以
，and that if I had 100 to give 10, that's okay too.
他说孩子，你知不知道这是1,000,000的十分之一
？But don't forget that this is ten millions, 10%.
是100,000呢。
$1,000,000.
那我说奉献要乐意，你不乐意就算了。
I said offering has to be given willingly, and if you're not willing, then forget it.
后来他奉献。
And then he gave in the end. Actually,
我很好奇，我就问他。
And very curiously, I asked him,
你怎么可以奉献得下 这一百万几。
How could it possibly be that you could give this amount of money?
他说了一句话，我到现在还记得。
And he said something that I shall never forget.
说你知道吗？我们买这块地是十几二十年前买的。
Said that we bought this piece of property some 10-20 years ago.
在这十几年来，这块地的价格每一平，它增加了一百倍。
That each acre on this land has increased a hundredfold.
他说这一千万都是神给我的。
And that really, in a sense, all this is from God.
从这个角度，我想想，一百万算什么呢
？And I thought, what exactly would be that one million anyway?
请注意，他说这句话，一百万算什么呢
？What does that one million mean anyway?
因为他看见奉献。是恩典
Because he saw that offering is a grace.
求主帮助我们
So may God help us.
如果我们有机会奉献的比别人多，让我们看见是恩典
Even though we might give more than others, let us never forget that it's a grace.
数目也许你比别人大，求主把一个谦卑的心给我们
Perhaps the amount you give is more, but yet ask the Lord to give us a humble heart.
什么能够可以在奉献的事上有谦卑的心呢？让我们看见奉献是恩典。
How could we have that humility only by seeing offering as a means of grace?
第二十五节。
Then secondly, verse 15.
第一，我们在十四节看见奉献是恩典，不是功德。
Verse 14, we saw that giving or offering is a grace.And not a work.
我们在你面前是客旅，是寄居的，与我们列祖一样。我们在世的日子如影儿，不能长存。
We see in verse 15 that we are aliens and strangers in your sight, as were all our forefathers. Our days on earth are like shadows without hope.
他说我们活在地上没有盼望。
Said here that we live on earth without hope.
我们在活在地上很短。
That our life.Here on earth is very short.
到底十五节大卫在这里讲到奉献是什么意思
？But yet, what is the meaning crouched behind David's words here in verse 15?
他说我所有的年岁很短。
He said that my life is short.
我没有办法做一些事情可以长存，因为我的日子不长存。
That I'm unable to do things that will last for longevity because my life is so short.
这个长存在原文在希伯来文有这个 abiding， 就是说能够住到永远的那个。
We see here.In the Greek or in the Hebrew, the meaning that to abide or to live for a long time.
你看中文圣经那个小字也说，或作没有长存的指望。
And there we see also reference to living without hope.
主耶稣劝我们。
And we see here Jesus exhorting us.
让我们积攒财宝在天上。
That we would store up our treasures in heaven.
那么到底这是什么意思
？But yet, what does this mean?
奉献不只是恩典。
That grace or offering is not merely a means of grace.
我要很小心讲下面一句话。
I want to be very careful what I say next.
奉献也是一种属灵的投资。
That offering in a very real way is a spiritual investment.
有人误会以为将来在天上还需要用金钱，还需要物质。
Some have misunderstood it to mean that when we're in heaven, we have to use money or materials.
圣经从来没有教导我们现在物质上去，将来灵性下来用交换的这样的一个方法。
Yet Scripture has never endorsed the fact that our money goes up and perhaps then we can use it in heaven.
是我们今天看见有很多人在中教里面的奉献金钱的行动是一种对上帝的贿赂。
We see oftentimes that people's motivation is that of bargaining with God, or bribing God.
很多时候我们发现社会道德越低落。庙宇越发达就是这个道理。
And we see that oftentimes when society is not as advanced that there is a common sight of temples being built.
我回台湾有人告诉我台湾有三多。台湾有三样东西多。
When I went back to Taiwan, somebody told me that there are three common things or very common occurrences in Taiwan.
第一多车多。
That there are many cars.
这个我们都知道。
We all know that.
第二理发店很多。
That there are a lot of barber shops.
第三，庙很多。
That thirdly, there are a lot of temples.
请大家注意，第二多和第三多之间有一些关联。
But I want you to notice that there is a relationship between the second and the third.
什么叫做理发店多
？What does it mean to have a lot of barbershops?
用广东的这个香港的说法，就是色情的架布很多。
In the Cantonese frame of mind, it means that there are a lot of brothels or things in relationship to prostitution.
当我们看见这些道德越低落的时候，很奇怪，庙宇就越发达。
And when we see a low in terms of morality, then we see an increase in temples.
因为人知道我们需要在上帝神明的面前得一点保障。
Because many people see that they need in some very real way to earn guarantee or insurance before God.
我们讲今天这些非基督教的情形，其实我们看这两千年教会历史也有这种现象。
Although we speak oftentimes of non-Christian organizations in the last 2,000 years, we see this is also within the church.
我们在教会里面用金钱的奉献来跟上帝交换他给我们的祝福。
And oftentimes we use our offering in terms of an exchange with God's blessing.
在马丁路德的时代
，Yet in within the age of Martin Luther,
教会对于一个对罪有悔意的人，他要开一个证明书给他。
We saw that when somebody came to do penance and to repent of their sins, an indulgence or a book was written for them, a piece of paper.
Indulgence 这个在中文翻译成赎罪券，就是说你如果付了多少钱，你有悔意，你就可以用那个赎罪券来平衡相对平衡或者来抵消你在上帝面前犯的罪。
You could use money to buy these indulgences to somehow counteract the sins that you have.
这个 indulgence 这个赎罪券呢，原来叫做教皇票 papal ticket。本来叫做这样的一个证明，你可以赦免你的罪。
And indulgences.Originally, were called papal tickets to substantiate that forgiveness that you received.
到了一个地步，这赎罪券要价越高，买的人就越多。
And yet, we saw that as the price increased, more and more people went to buy it.
到了一些很奇怪的现象。
Almost to a point where there are a lot of ridiculous things that occur.
有一个教会里面的人很会卖这个赎罪券。
There was one person that was very equipped to sell these indulgences.
他是个很好的推销员。
He became a very good salesperson.
在教会历史里面有一句话是这个人讲的。
And this, there's a phrase within church history that represented what this person
said. 他说看呐。
Said, look.
当你的金币投入奉献箱的那一刹那。
When your money or your coins fall within that offering box,
你的母亲就从炼狱里面跳出来了。
That your mom jumps out of purgatory.
这是教会历史里面的记载。
This was the very record within church history.
我们今天批评这些非基督教的这些奉献的这种贿赂良心的情形。
We criticize those that betray their conscience within non-Christian circles.
对，今天我们看见教会里面也有这一种现象。
Yet we see very clearly that this was a characteristic within the church.
所以大卫在这里说，我要为永存来着想。
And so we see that in a sense they're storing up for that eternity.
有两样东西是永存。
And yet we see that there are only two things.
三位一体的神是永存。
The Trinity is ever abiding.
人的灵魂也是永存。
And then the souls of mankind is ever abiding.
什么叫做奉献作为属灵的投资呢？
Yet what does it mean that our offering can go towards spiritual investments.
我们看十六节这个地方为什么要建圣殿
？And yet look at verse 16 as to the reason for the building of this temple.
耶和华我们的神呐、啊。
O Lord, our God,
我们预备这许多材料要为你的圣名建造殿宇。
We have prepared this abundance for the building of your temple.
什么叫做为神的名建造殿宇呢
？For your holy name. But yet, what does that mean to build a temple for His holy name?
这个名的意思，我们在圣经里面，在特别的新约圣经里面看到。
And yet we see within the pages of New Testament this emphasis on the name.
约翰福音一章十二节告诉我们说，凡接待他，就是信他名的人，他就给我们权柄做上帝的儿女。
In First John, the first chapter, it speaks of that whoever receives or believes on His name, give them the right to become children of God.
使徒行传四章十二节告诉我们说，除他以外。别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的 名我们可以靠着得救。
In Acts, the fourth chapter speaks of in heaven and earth there is given no other name under which we shall be saved.
所以今天那个时候盖圣殿，今天我们盖新堂。
And so in that day when they were building that temple, and today when we are building this church,
只有一个目的。
There's only one purpose.
为着神的名。
For the name of God.
什么叫做为着神的名？
But yet what does it mean for the name of God?
就是为了传福音的缘故。
For the purpose of the proclamation of the gospel.
我到加州去看Crystal Cathedral.
I went to California and there saw Crystal Cathedral.
非常的漂亮。
Very, very beautiful.
全世界最大的一个管风琴在这个教会里面。
The biggest organ in the world is within this church.
Pipe organ.
A pipe organ.
Robert Schuller, 他有一个哲学。
And within the philosophy of Robert Schuller,
他觉得今天有很多 unchurched people, 不到教会里面来的人。
He said that within society there are many people that are unchurched.
他说我们要建一个富丽堂皇的礼拜堂来吸引他们。
And we want to build a very wealthy and a very spectacular church in order to attract them.
起码他们肯来，我们可以把福音传给他。
And at least they're willing to come, and in that coming, we can share the gospel with them.
他们花了多少钱盖那个礼拜堂？
And they spent many, many money, much money to build that temple. Build that church.
那个 temple, 那个西来寺花了$25,000,000盖。
Also, that Buddhist temple used a considerable amount to build.
我们看见他们有他们的哲学。
And so we see that they carry with them a certain philosophy.
我们建堂不一定要用这种哲学。
And we not necessarily in our own endeavors buy into that.
或者我们说我们一定不用这种哲学。
Well, perhaps we would say even to the point that we will not use that philosophy.
但是我们知道我们建一个新堂的目的是为了传福音。
But yet we know that the purpose of this building is to proclaim the gospel.
所以在这里我们看见什么叫做奉献。
And so we see here what does it mean to offer, to give.
让我们能够奉献有属灵的投资让神的名得荣耀
so that,
让神的名得传扬
so that we would in a very real way through our offering store up that spiritual investment for the glory of God and for the proclamation of the gospel
奉献是一个很重要的一件事情
offering is a very important thing
上个礼拜我们请证券公司的人来说明 发行证券的事情
last week we invited the bond
这个礼拜我跟一些弟兄姊妹接触
And in this week, as I had opportunity to touch base with brothers and sisters,
看见很多弟兄姊妹对这件事情有很正面的看法，感谢。
And many people, thank the Lord, had a very positive attitude or response to this.
但是有一件事情，我不能不奉主的名在这里提醒弟兄姊妹。
And yet, in a very real way, in the name of Jesus, there's a matter that I want to remind you.
推动证券并不是代替弟兄姊妹的奉献。
That to promote this selling of bonds is not, in a sense, to replace offering given by brothers and sisters.
如果我们要发行130万的证券
if we want to sell $1.3 million dollars worth of bonds,
换句话说，我们要付这130万证券的利息，会增加在我们每一个月的。这个奉献的数目上面。
And in order to pay for the interest of this $1.3 million worth of bonds, it will mark, have a marked increase on our monthly expenditures in the church.
我看见弟兄姊妹的兴奋，我们感谢主。
And I thank the Lord for the excitement that so many showed.
因为这样的一个方法能够让我们在向银行贷款之外，看到一个更方便、更合适的方法来做我们建堂的工作。
Because we see outside of borrowing money from a bank, perhaps a more attractive and a more suitable and easier method of raising the amount needed.
这一段时间我常常对我自己说
And yet I have spoken often to myself these days.
或者说我常常在个人祷告的时候这样祷告
Or perhaps in my own individual prayer life.
我说主啊，在建堂的过程当中
Lord, in this whole process of building a church,
建堂，我们看到将来神的荣耀，将来可以更方便传福音。我们感谢主。
We see the glory or the advantages of that new church and the process of proclaiming the gospel it would bring.
但是在这个过程当中
，yet within this process itself,
我们需要在神的面前想到奉献的侍奉。
Let us think of that ministry of offering.
我没有详细的算出来， 到底130万每一个月我们要增加多少奉献的金钱来付这些利息。
I did not sit down to calculate the exact amount of interest that we as a church would have to pay out each month for this $1.3 million worth of bonds.
但是当我们讲到金钱的奉献，我今天把这两点奉献的意义放在弟兄姊妹。
And yet, as we think of offering, I want to place before you these two truths concerning offering.
奉献是恩典，奉献是属灵的投资。
That offering is a means of grace as well as an investment.Spiritual.
其实奉献不单单指金钱。
And yet, offering does not only mean that in terms of monetary giving.
奉献也是指时间。
It also is in reference to time.
我知道今天有教会鼓励弟兄姊妹不只是十一金钱奉献，也有十一时间奉献。
I know many churches that not only encourage their members to tithe in terms of money, but also they encourage them to tithe in terms of their time.
他们累积每一天24小时，十一奉献就有2个半钟头应该奉献给主。
And that within a 24-hour span, our span within a day, 2 hours or 2.5 hours is given over to God.
然后他们每一年给弟兄姊妹有一段的时间，让他们有机会在教会里面侍奉。
And they also give to the members an opportunity within a year to use that time in ministry in the church.
Crystal Cathedral 有25个全时间的同工。
Crystal Cathedral has 25 full-time personnel.
有1600位义务同工。
And yet they have some 1,600 voluntary personnel.
他们的1600的义工，他们都穿红色的西装上套。
And each of these 1,600 wear a red suit.
所以你一看就很清楚看到他们这些在教会里面侍奉的一些义工。
And they stand out very visibly in the church, these people that voluntarily serve.
今天教会要兴旺，福音要广传。
If the church is to experience revival and the gospel is to go forward.
让我们从奉献今天早上跟大家一起分享兄弟个人心里的负担。
Let us together this morning share the burden that is on my heart concerning offering.
我也再一次邀请在我们中间慕道的朋友。
And I once again urge those perhaps in our midst that are still their seekers.
让我们一同来享受奉献的权利。
Let us together enjoy and experience the privilege.Of giving.
我真的看见奉献是个权利。
I really indeed believe that offering or giving is a privilege.
我越来越感谢主，让我有25年的时间来侍奉主。
And I more and more increasingly thank the Lord for giving me an opportunity in 25 years to serve Him.
我曾经很坦白跟大家分享过。
I once very openly shared with you.
我侍奉主25年。有好几次后悔过。
That there were many times within these 25 years that I regretted being in full-time ministry.
在我的印象里面，有5次跟神说我不干。
5 times in my own memory that I said to the Lord, I quit.
因为我觉得，我凭什么把自己奉献给主，而吃这一些我不喜欢遇到的一些事情。
I said, for what reason do I have to experience these uncomfortable or things that I don't like in full-time ministry?
但是我越读主的话，越了解奉献的意义。
And yet, the more I read God's word, the more I begin to understand the meaning behind offering.
我起码屈指一算，我差不多已经有5年以上或者7年左右，我没有在神的面前向神说我不干。
And in these, at least in my knowledge of these last 5 to 7 years, there hasn't been a time in which I have said to the Lord, I quit.
因为奉献是恩典。
Because offering is a grace.
侍奉是个权利。
Ministry is a privilege.
我希望慕道的朋友，你能够接受这样的邀请，也一同加入这样的一种享受的行列。
And so I encourage you, if you're a seeker, that you can sense this and join in together with us in this type of ministry.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信分享收听后的感想，也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语 祝福你的新生命。